I think months is the best way to measure how much time we have left. And so for me, being 38, average life expectancy is 77. I have ballpark about 460 months left, right?
That's crazy to think about, yeah.
To think that I'm going to give control to people that I don't even know to control my future and my actions today when I only have 460 months left on this planet because I am concerned about people that I don't even know what they're going to think of me.
Right.
And I'm going to let them dictate my life and my actions.
Yeah.
And what I do in my future.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking crazy.
Welcome to the Rich Summers Report, where we talk real estate, business, and wealth building, all while keeping it real. No fluff, no BS. I hope that you enjoy the show.
All right, guys, welcome to another episode of the Report, Saturday edition, and I got my co-host. It's been a little bit, but I got my favorite co-host, Miss Alex Johnson. Alex, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. How's it going?
It's going really good. You're rocking black on black.
Yep.
We had two meetups this past week. We had the Beers and Deals meetup. We had the yacht meetup on Saturday, and it was your birthday on Tuesday. Happy birthday.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
Shout out to Andrea. It's Andrea's birthday today.
Yeah.
She's out in Scottsdale. You are going to go as well, but you decided not to. I was thinking about going. We were going to actually host a meetup out there with Pace Morbury. We hosted one out there in Scottsdale at our property April of last year, but the meetup didn't end up happening. It was just a little bit too last minute, so it kind of fell through. But that would have been three meetups in like basically 8 days.
We had a lot going on. So.
Yes. So, you know, I decided not to go either. But shout out to Andrea. Happy birthday. And yeah, good week though, huh? How you feeling?
Good. It's been busy. I feel like both the meetups went really well. Good turnouts at both. The yacht meetup was sold out. We had a really good group of people. Everyone had a blast. And then, the meetup on Wednesday. Everyone keeps on packing the house. It's great to see like a lot of new faces, a lot of familiar faces, and seems like everyone's been having a good time at the meetups.
Four reposition, well, not four, but the four hotels in our fund. We got a couple repositions going on. The Sonoma Coast deal, the rebranding is going on, so we finalized the logo there, and we're middle in the renovation there. And the hotel up in Washington, we're doing a complete reposition there. New pickleball court going in up there. And the new logo up there is done and finalized. It's going to be on the pickleball court, which is pretty cool. So excited to kind of see how that comes along. And we're doing a little refresh at the Black Sands Inn, doing a couple little minor things up there. But we're rocking and rolling. And I'm on day 20, I'm going to say. Day 20, no drinking.
Yeah.
And I got to say, wow, I've never done this in my life. And it is a game changer.
That's awesome. I know. You're like a little Energizer bunny.
You notice a difference?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You always have good energy, a lot of energy, but definitely notice more energy, a little bit more dialed, focused. It's good.
Yeah. It's really been great. I've never done this in my life before. And I was like, let me just do it for 14 days. And 14 days was going to be the yacht meetup last Saturday.
Yep.
Once I got a week in, I was like already noticing a big difference. And just my energy, my focus, my productivity. And I was just like, man.
Your sleep a lot better?
My sleep is better.
Yeah.
My fitness is dialed. I'm like waking up really early. I'm going to the gym first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm in the office. I'm working on the business more. I mean, I'm working on the business on weekends sometimes. But this is what I didn't realize. My social life has actually like 2 or 3x'd.
Yeah.
I always thought that if I didn't drink, I wouldn't be able to go out in the nightlife and in the be in the scene, if you would. And I like to go out a little bit and have fun, go out to some nice dinners, hang out with my friends and all that sort of thing. And so it's important to me. And I always thought if I wasn't drinking, I wouldn't be able to do that. And,
right.
You know, it was a limiting belief.
Yeah.
I actually went out a couple weekends ago and I was sober and I was around all the cool stuff. And people are drinking around me, having fun. And I didn't have one inkling to drink. And secondly, I actually realized that my conversations were better. I was more present. I was more in tune. I was actually networking. I was actually making connections with more folks when I was out, and I was like sharp. I was really sharp, you know? And so as the night progresses, you know, I see people start to get drunk or they have, you know, multiple drinks and they start to slow down a little bit. And I'm just like dialed like a sniper.
Yeah.
And it feels good to be like really crisp and on point. And then the next morning I wake up, zero hangover.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm in the gym on the weekends. I'm doing hiking, working on the business. And then I get to go do more social events because before I would limit my amount of social events during the week because, you know, even if you have 2-3 glasses of wine, you're going to feel it the next morning. You're not going to be at 100%. And so I would pick and choose my spots. And so there'd be a lot of nights where people would invite me out to dinner and I'd be like, no, I'm going to sit this mm-hmm. out, because let's just say you go to dinner.
It escalates. Yeah.
100%. Mm-hmm. Let's say you go to dinner on a Tuesday. We host a meetup on a Wednesday and then another dinner on Thursday. Okay. Well, let's say I have 2 to 3 glasses of wine on each of those nights. Sometimes the meetups, there would be more and it'd be a later night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get to the weekend, Friday starts and it's like, okay, I've already drank 3 times yeah. this week.
Yeah.
It's a lot, you yeah. know? And I would say on average, I was drinking socially 2 to 3 nights per week.
Mm-hmm.
But that's 2 to 3 days the entire next day to where I'm operating at like 60%.
Yeah, you're not 100%.
Yeah, 60%, 50% capacity. Now I'm operating at 110%. Sunrise to like literally 10 o'clock at night, like yeah. 6 a.m. to 10 o'clock at night when I go to bed, I am operating at 110%. And like that compounded over weeks and months and years is the difference between someone playing college basketball or maybe barely making it to the pros and becoming Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan. And that's how Kobe was able to get ahead.
Yep.
When others were out partying and doing their stuff on the weekend. And so I realized there's levels to the game. And if you really want to get to that next level as an entrepreneur, business owner, like you've got to go through seasons where you sacrifice certain things. And I think that's just one of the seasons for me right now. However,
yeah,
I am like, dude, this is only day 20.
Yeah.
My energy gets better every single day. My fitness has gotten better every single day. The body fat is like I see my body changing like really quickly. I'm getting, my strength is going up. Like every day I'm lifting, my strength is going up. And yeah, everything's been great. So I'm just like, I don't know if I want to go back.
That's exciting. Yeah. I think after probably you get past like the first week or so, it's like probably just like a habit. But I think maybe getting just after that initial hump, like then it's a lot easier. But I think for you being so social, going out multiple times a week and, you know, lots of dinners and things like that, I think, you know, it's great that you can still do all that. You're a social guy, you're outgoing. So it's not like you need it. I mean, no one needs it, but, you know, sometimes helps people kind of, they're really shy, but yeah, I think it's great. And I'm interested to see just kind of the results of everything. And it's been good so far. So I'm stoked for you.
Yeah. And I know it's really for me because, you know, we think about the seasons, right? A lot of people do like a sober November or like a dry January. You know, San Diego, January, February, it's kind of slow, not a lot going on. So it's a little bit easier to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm doing it going into the summer season. There's
yeah,
a lot of stuff
there's
going
a lot
on.
Of stuff going on.
And there's a lot of events going on. We just hosted 2 meetups. And I'm in it around it, but that's how I know I'm doing it for me. I
yeah.
really want it, right? I have zero incline to drink anymore. And lastly, I was thinking the other day, I'm like, why was it that when I was 18 years old in college, I decided to start drinking?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the reason is because, you know, most folks, when they go out, myself included, when you go out and you're around a social setting, you feel like you have to have a drink to kind of let the guard down, loosen up a little bit. But I think now at age 38, like I'm just a very confident man and I'm mm-hmm. a very confident person in who I am. And I'm already loose, sober. Like I am loose, sober. Like I don't need a drink to be loose, right? And so
right.
I think at this point, just 20 days removed, if I had one drink, I would feel like really slowed. I don't think I would like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
it'll be interesting to see kind of
we'll
what
see.
Comes of it.
I'm going to put it out there right now. I'm gonna do 100 days.
Okay.
But this might be my new way of life.
I love it.
And lastly, it's almost like a game to me now. I want to see what would it took me the next 2 to 3 years to accomplish. Can I accomplish the next 2 to 3 years in the next 7 months by the end of this year?
Yeah, it's exciting. I'm rooting for you.
So I appreciate you. Anyways, we digressed a little bit, but the purpose of this episode is not about alcohol. The purpose of this episode is actually about how to build your personal brand starting from zero and how to monetize it. You know, social media has completely changed my life. I spent the last 24 months trial and error, posting on social media, doing a lot of podcast episodes. I made a lot of mistakes, but there's at the same token, there was a lot of things that worked well. You know, 5 years ago, I was a full-time air traffic controller, owned zero real estate other than a one-bedroom condo here in Little Italy. That's all I had in my name, and I had a 401k. And then today, control $80 million of real estate. And in the last 12 months, we've been able to raise over $10 million of capital for mm-hmm. real estate. A lot of that is due to social media through podcasts. And we also have a 7-figure online community. And no one would know about this community if it wasn't for the podcast and social media. And it was actually less than 2 years ago. It was May of 2 years ago, just under 2 years ago to where I started taking social media seriously. And back then I had basically 3,000 or 4,000 followers. And today it's grown to over 250,000 across the multiple platforms. And so all those lessons learned, I say this, in that all those lessons learned over the last 2 years, I'm going to share that in this episode and hopefully help you as the listener, learn not what to or what not to do, but also pick up a couple tips on what you can do in order to scale and grow it quickly. Alex, you and I met in 2019, December, in Bankers Hill. I was actually setting up my first Airbnb at the time. And you were like walking Pino, I think. And I said, what's up? I was like setting up this Airbnb. I was like, oh, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Yep.
And we started hanging out.
Yeah. That's crazy to think back. I was thinking about that the other day because I moved to San Diego. I live in the same apartment that I'm in. And yeah, you were a neighbor for a bit. And yeah, we just connected and became friends. And yeah, you're one of my first friends I met here. But that's really cool to see all the growth and all the change that's happened. You were still air traffic control when I met you, and a lot of these things were just kind of like a dream, and we're just kind of, you were talking about them, but they weren't a reality yet. So it's really great to see like how everything's transpired.
Yeah. You met me before all of this stuff. I think I just bought, my first two apartment buildings, 11 units in Cincinnati, which closed November of 2019, and then 32 units in Indianapolis with my two partners that closed December of 2019. And then I just bought, like, literally, I think I closed on it like at the end of December, that short-term rental, that two-bedroom condo that I still own today, right across the street from you. But you mentioned I was talking about this kind of stuff, but it was just kind of a vision at that time. How big was I thinking back then?
I don't know. I mean, well, I remember when you kind of like disappeared for a little bit and like we're doing all like just like you're studying and reading and like weren't doing anything really. Like I remember there was a period where, you know, we hung out for a bit and then like, I feel like after that, it like you came back and it was like full force and you were just like a little bit more like dialed in your vision and like what you wanted. And just, I mean, you always have kind of had this like really positive, great energy. But I think after that, it was just a little bit more of like a clear road of like how you're going to get there and what you wanted. So I thought that was really inspiring to hear and to see. And then I think after that, it was just like, okay, game over.
And now, I mean, I feel like we're still just getting warmed up.
Yeah.
You know, I think we proved out the hard part. And now it's like, okay, how do we double down on the things that we're good at? How do we get better at the things we're not good at? And what kind of resources do we need to get to that next level? And, and let's go execute it.
Yeah. You know. And I think even just looking back from a year ago from here, you know, it's interesting to see like how everything changes and like, you know, even with the mastermind and what we're doing now is a lot different. You know, all these properties that we have that we're renovating and rebranding, like it'll be exciting to see where we're at a year from now, even just a couple months from now. But we're always pivoting and getting creative. And I think that's what's exciting about it.
And you do a great job as our director of investor relations. The investors love you. And I just want to say thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I love all of our investors.
Yes, shout out to the investors. So there's a lot of do's, don'ts, lessons learned. But I will say that the content has changed my life because for the first 3 years I was investing in real estate and kind of getting my journey started, I wasn't doing any social media content. I did have a podcast for 3 years with my two old partners called The Multifamily Takeoff. And, you know, it did good, but like no one really knew who we were. We did build it to a point to where we had almost 10,000 downloads a month, which was good, but we weren't putting out a lot of stuff on social media. And it wasn't until 2 years ago to where I started posting on social media and actually treating it like a real business and taking it seriously to where all of a sudden I went from, you know, 3,000-4,000 followers on Instagram to, you know, over 250K now across all the platforms. So it's changed my life in a lot of ways. I would say, you know, the obvious ones are, you know, it makes it a lot easier to raise capital, to get leads for your business and all that sort of thing. But what I did not realize is the connections that I would have made, right? So like all these podcast guests, like, you know, I have a genuine connection with them. Like people like Grant Cardone knows who I am. I have his phone number. I can pick up the phone and call Grant now and he'll pick up the phone. Like that's pretty badass. And you never know what all these relationships and connections, what they're going to lead to down the road. Doors are going to open up. Maybe that person has a partnership or a business opportunity for you, or maybe that person connects you to another key player, right? The other benefit is it's made it a lot easier to attract really good team members. So in terms of hiring, I feel like because the brand because of the content and all that sort of thing, people already kind of have a good idea of who you are.
Yeah.
And so now when they come to work on the team, they know what they're getting themselves into. There's not like that big learning curve, right? Yeah. And so that part's really cool. But another, this is probably my favorite part. I did not realize how many people you could inspire.
Yeah.
Like people come up to me all the time and they're like, yo, I just wanted to say, you know, I watch your content and you inspire me to do this, or you inspire me to quit my job and like buy this piece of real estate. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Yeah.
And that is what makes it worth it to me.
Yeah. That's awesome. Cause they see, like, they hear your story and they see, you know, what you've accomplished in such a short amount of time. And like, you're just a regular guy like anyone else. So I think that's good that you can like connect with people on that level. Sometimes you don't even know that they're absorbing your content. But yeah, I think that's really special to hear those success stories and for people to reach out and, you know that you made a big impact on them.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And yeah, it's been cool. So anyways, it's changed my life in a lot of different ways, you know, and the other thing is this is like, because I'm putting out so much content now, like people are finding me, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of the folks that we actually have on the podcast, I don't think the listeners know this, but a lot of the folks that we have on, they found us and started following.
Mm-hmm.
And then when someone follows you on social, you can DM them and they'll actually get the message, right? Mm-hmm. It won't go to the spam. And so, you know, that's a lot of like Tariq Al-Musa, Brian Pineda, Pace Morby, like a lot of these folks, mm-hmm. that's how we brought them on. Lauren Fisher.
Yeah.
You know, and so that really is the power of it. And they say when networking, real estate is about, and business as well, is about, it's a people's business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the more people you know, the more opportunities you're going to have. And it's all about relationships. And, you know, I always say, if you're not making the kind of money that you want to make, you're simply not shaking enough hands. If you're not finding the real estate deals that you want to be buying, it's simply because you're not shaking enough hands and not enough people know you.
Yep.
And so there's two ways to go and build relationships. You can either go to real estate conferences, you can go to networking events, and you can go seek people out and build those relationships, or you can build something that's cool to where people come to you. Now you bring the network to you, like a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like a networking event, like a meetup. And now all of a sudden, watch the network come to you. You don't have to go anywhere. And so there's two types of ways to do it. I think the latter is the easier way. I think it's more effective. And so that's what we're going to talk about here in this episode. But first off, I wanted to say, you know, it's 2024. If you are in sales, if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business owner, if you have an online coaching business, if you are a realtor, like if you're not putting out content, you are going to get left in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's free to post and it's technology, and the folks out there that are not utilizing technology are not doing themselves a favor, right? And so I was thinking about the other day, I'm like, why do people not put out content? And I think the number one reason that people don't put out content is because they are afraid of being judged. They're afraid of what other people are going to think about them.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. You're afraid of what others are going to think. You see these people that like have all these followers and like, maybe you compare yourself to them or like, I can't do that, but you just have to realize everyone started somewhere. And I think just the more genuine you are too, the more you're going to connect with the people you're supposed to connect with. And I think people, you know, it's like they get scared or they're like, oh, it has to be the perfect post, or it's mm-hmm. like it has to be all curated and things like that. But I think just like, you know, we were talking about before, like the more reps you get in and the more you start, it's always going to be changing and you're always going to get better, but that's how you're going to get better. But I think people are probably just nervous that of what their friends or family are going to think. And then also they're just trying to create like the perfect piece of content. And in reality, you just got to get out there and do it. You'll get better.
Yeah. And one thing I like to mention is, you know, when people go out or if you put yourself on social media or let's just say that you're going to a party, and you're like, oh, man, I'm really worried how I look. I hear girls say that all the time. I don't know if my outfit looks good. The thing is when you go to these events, you go to these parties, you think that everyone is concerned about what you're wearing. But in all reality, everyone is actually thinking the same thing that you're thinking. And they're all worried about how they look.
They care a lot less than you think they care.
And so once you realize that no one really cares.
Yeah, everyone's concerned about themselves.
Because they're all concerned about themselves. Then it's like, it makes things a lot easier.
Yeah.
Right. And also I would say, you know, the best way to get over posting on social media and going out and doing stuff, putting yourself out there, is just to do it.
Yeah.
It's the reps. You do mm-hmm. it over and over and over. And the more stuff you have out there, the more you realize, like, no one really cares.
No one cares. And if they do, then why do you care what they think anyways?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one really cares at the end of the day. And, you know, the average life expectancy in the U.S. for a male is about 77 years. And if you subtract how old you are, right? So right now I'm 38. I think months is the best way to measure how much time we have mm-hmm. left. And so for me, being 38, average life expectancy is 77. I have ballpark about 460 months left, right?
That's crazy to think
and
about.
So
yeah.
To think that I'm going to give control to people that I don't even know to control my future and my actions today when I only have 460 months left on this planet because I am concerned about people that I don't even know what they're going to think of me.
Right.
And I'm going to let them dictate my life and my actions.
Yeah.
And what I do in my future.
Mm-hmm.
That is fucking crazy. And so I like to frame it that way and it helps me realign.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
If you love real estate investing, passive income, and tax benefits, but don't have the time, my company, Summers Capital, is buying boutique hotels right now. We source the deals, we renovate the properties, and we even handle all the day-to-day management, making it truly hands-off for our investors. If you want to learn more to see if we can help you, visit summerscapital.com/invest to book a call with our team. Again, that's summerscapital.com/invest. Now back to the show. I think the number two reason why people are afraid to post is because they think you are either born with it or you are not born with it. And when I say born with it, I mean like the skills to be on camera or the skills to talk like we are right now on this podcast. Mm-hmm. And I will say this. I used to be a very, very shy kid when I was a kid growing up. And the first time I ever did a podcast, I was nervous as hell. And it was terrible. And the only reason, and I'm very extroverted now. I'm very comfortable in my own skin. I'm very mm-hmm. comfortable with like who I am. And I can talk now. But it was not always like this. And what changed for me was I was 18 years old in college, and I got a job at the mall at Singular Wireless here in North County Mall, Escondido, and I was selling cell phones. And so I had to say hi to strangers. And I was like, at the time, that was uncomfortable for me, but I forced myself to do it over and over and over. And I worked my way up, and eventually I became top at sales in that business or that company. And then I went on to sell cars, and then I just became more of an outgoing person. And now I say hi to strangers. But the reason I say hi to strangers now is all from that job at the mall, because I'm just so used to being like, hey, what's up, dude? How you doing today? You know, it could be girl, guy, old, young, whatever. I'm like, yo, what's up? How you doing? It's just like natural. And so I'll say this, if you are out there listening to this and you know you should be putting out content and you're not putting out content and your excuse is, hey, I'm just not born with it. I'm shy. I'm not good on camera. That is not true.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the reps. You can take a deficiency in something that you're not strong at, which I was not strong
yep.
at. And if you do it over and over and over and you get enough reps, then it becomes easy. Me recording this podcast right now, I'm not even thinking about it. It's just like easy. I'm not thinking about what other people are thinking. I'm not thinking about how my voice sounds because I've done so many reps. This is probably my, if you take go back to the old podcast and other ones I've been on, this is probably my 350th podcast episode. But if you go back and listen to 1, 2, 3,
yeah.
it was terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's skills that you can learn. I think just the more you do it, the more you get better at it, the more comfortable you are. You just have to start. Like it just goes back to that and getting those reps in.
Getting the reps in so you can start slanging the microphone, start slanging the camera, like whatever it is. And this applies to anything in life. It's not just content. So I'll say that those are the number one and number two reasons why people don't start, in my opinion. But we just debunked them. Okay. Next up. I want to talk about 5 reasons why content creation is important. So first off, I think number one, it builds a lot of trust. Even
yeah.
people that don't listen to your podcast, or let's say you start a meetup, people that don't go to your meetup, they don't listen to your podcast. Maybe they don't watch all your social media content, but they see Alex Johnson every day posting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
They see Alex Johnson posting every single Wednesday morning, a new podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't listen, it starts to build trust. It starts to build credibility. And they start to view you as the expert in the field because you're having conversations about a specific topic. You're having conversations about real estate investing. You're having conversations about boutique hotel investing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now it gains trust,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Anything to add there?
No, I think that's one of the things we've seen. Everything kind of come full circle, just being consistent with it. At the beginning, you know, it's like we just got to be consistent. The more you do it, stay consistent. I mean, people are going to be expecting that and like waiting for it, or, you know, at least see you put out the marketing for it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's cool to see it come full circle like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Next up, this one's pretty self-explanatory, brand recognition. I think this is very important for obvious reasons. Look at all the big name brands out there in retail. You know, we're talking the auto industry, Mercedes-Benz, Lamborghini, BMW, in clothing, you got, you know, Louis Vuitton and fashion and all that sort of thing. You got those brands out there. And the reason they're able to charge a lot of money because they have a recognizable brand that people associate with, okay, this is expensive. And the more expensive things are, the more people tend to want it. That's just human psychology. And so, you know, the brand is a big thing, and the personal brand is even more powerful. And that's why you see companies like Louis Vuitton partnering with folks like LeBron James, because the personal brand is always going to be more powerful than an actual company brand.
Yep.
So I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Next up, we got, it allows you to network at scale, right? You know, if you think about the old school method of raising private capital for real estate, my mentors in the space, shout out to John and Tony Azar out of the Southeast, are based out of Charlotte, but you know, they bought and sold over 8,000 apartment units. They mentored me how to, you know, get in the game, how to raise private capital, how to syndicate these deals. And they built their entire portfolio raising tens and hundreds of millions of dollars through the handshake model. One handshake at a time, one dinner at a time, country club money. And that's impressive. But like, if you think about social media, I can put out one Instagram reel and that can go out to 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 people. And that took me 60 seconds to record, right? So think about like, I'm putting 1 minute in and it's potentially going out to 20, 30, 40,000 people.
Yeah.
Versus one-to-one ratio of having dinner and coffee, one handshake at a time. So think about that, right? So it allows you to network. It allows you to market at scale, which I love. Fourth reason, creates a lot of leads. So creates a lot of leads for your business, creates a lot of leads for if you're raising capital. You could have an online coaching business in the fitness space and you need clients. Well, it's going to create leads. Mm-hmm. And the more people that want to work with you, the higher you can charge. Right?
Yep.
And the bigger the audience, the more you can charge for online coaching. And that's just the truth of the matter, right? If you take LeBron James, for example, imagine if LeBron James said, hey, I'm going to have a fitness coaching platform and I'm only going to work with five people. Guess how much he could charge?
Right, exactly.
He could probably charge $1 million a client for like a 3 month span.
Yeah.
Versus someone that has no following and no one knows who they are. They might not even be able to sell it for a dollar.
Yep.
So think about that. So it's all about the recognition, and it creates leads, and it allows you to charge a lot more than the person that no one knows. Last but not least, it establishes your expertise. So I'll give you an example of this. So, you know, when I first started doing podcasts and stuff like that, I was a little bit more green in the real estate investing space. And so I would just interview apartment owners and I'd be like, oh, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I would literally
Taking
just
notes.
Ask them. Yeah. I would literally ask them questions that I legitimately had.
Yeah.
And by doing that, even though I was green, because I was having conversations with people that were a lot smarter than me, people started to view me as the expert because it's like, oh, if Rich is having all these like in-depth conversations and asking questions with all these like experts, then that means that Rich must know a little bit about what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so then all those conversations now, I've learned so much just from having these conversations with guests that I'm like, holy shit, like I'm a completely different person than I was when you met me because of all these conversations that I've had with people that are much smarter than me.
Yeah. And you know that if you have those questions, other people are going to have those questions. So,
yes,
you know, it's interesting for people to listen to because they're probably thinking the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. I 100% agree with that. So, and I'll say it again. People that don't even listen to your podcast, they see that you put it out every single Wednesday morning at 6 a.m. like clockwork. You put it on the email list, it goes out, they put some clips on social media, and even people that don't listen, they are going to start to trust you. They're going to start to view you as an expert. And you know what that does for your brand, what that does for your business in terms of raising capital, bringing in new leads for your business is second to none. It really is. So those are the five reasons why content creation is important. And then lastly, I'll say, you know, a couple more things here. The podcast is a secret sauce. We talk about it all the time. It builds a lot of trust. It's very, very hard to build trust through a 30-second TikTok or a 45-second Instagram reel. However, if you can get people to go over and listen to your podcast, you can get people to go over and listen to, you know, hours and hours of you speak, it starts to build a lot of trust.
Mm-hmm.
You have all the different platforms out there. You have TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Threads, Twitter, and then you got the podcast platform, right?
Yep.
And so the podcast platform, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever you guys are listening to this on now, and this is a plug for the listeners right now. Out of all those demographics that are on those platforms, the podcast platform is hands down the smartest, the most sophisticated, the most intelligent. They have the highest net worth and they're action takers. Because if you think about it, people that are listening to a podcast, they're listening to Alex Johnson speak on their way to work or Alex Johnson speak while they're at the gym. They are listening because they're trying to better their lives.
Yeah,
they're trying
exactly.
to improve their lives. When people are just scrolling in bed on TikTok mindlessly, you can't necessarily say that they are trying to better their lives, right?
Yeah. You can draw them in.
Yes.
Lead them here, but it's a little bit different. Yeah.
Yes. And so I would say when terms of leads for your business or you're raising capital for real estate, and this could be any asset class, the podcast is the secret sauce because that demographic is going to be action takers. They are going to have the highest net worth. And those are the kind of clients that you want to work with and the investors that you want to work with.
Yep.
So shout out to the listeners.
100%.
And then the power of the meetup.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts there? You run our meetups.
Yeah.
You do the yacht meetups. You run our, and now Lauren is doing a lot of it as well. But,
yep.
you know, the beers and deals meetup, we've been doing for 5 years now, every single month. And then the yacht meetup. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah. I mean, they've just continued to get bigger and better. And I think it all just goes hand in hand. And, you know, when you start them all separately and you're just beginning, I think it's hard to see. Sometimes it takes a little while to get traction or to kind of see everything kind of come full circle. But for us, I think, you know, now we're with this business, this podcast, about like a year and a half in, and you can definitely see it all kind of come together with like the meetups, the podcasts, the investors. So yeah, it's been great to see, and we love everyone who comes out, and it's cool to kind of create that community, and you know, everyone has a good time, and yeah, it's been really cool to see how it all comes together.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think you're gonna raise a lot of money from a meetup because you know, these real estate meetups we host, it's mostly people that you know, they want to hang out, they want to learn how to invest in real estate themselves. But we have met some investors out there. You never know, but it's not, if you're trying to raise capital, it's not gonna be the biggest point.
It's not the goal. Yeah,
it's not the goal with our meetups. However, I will say, by us hosting a meetup, or by, you know, if you're a listener out there and you're thinking about starting a meetup, by you hosting a meetup every single month, every second Wednesday of the month, like we do, like clockwork, it builds trust with people that don't even go to your meetups. Those investors are going to see you hosting the meetups. And so it builds a lot of trust. They also know, hey, like, you're not going to take my money and run. Like, I know where to find you every single month.
That's true.
That's the other point, right?
Yeah.
And they're fun. Who doesn't want to hang out? And like, I've met so many freaking cool people at our meetups. Like, they're getting bigger and bigger, and it's just cool to see. And so the best way to start it is to go out there and just start it. You know, we did a whole episode on this.
Yep.
I want to say it's episode in the 80s. Don't quote me. I believe it's episode 88. Maybe Parker, you can pull that up real quick. But we did do a episode on how to start your own meetup and scale it. And then lastly, you know, I'll say in terms of social media stuff, I was actually working with Lauren earlier this morning. You know, this is the power of the meetup. So in terms of Instagram, we've had 61,000 people in the last 30 days on Instagram go to my Instagram page.
Wow.
61,000 people. This is all organic. And then in terms of reach, we've had 111,000 shares through the content in the last 30 days. 111,000 people have shared content in the last 30 days. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And so this is all organic. And so it's the power, and that kind of demonstrates the power of like doing organic content is like, now you can reach people at scale, and it builds a lot of trust, and then it converts into all these things, whatever you want to raise millions of dollars. You know, we raised over $10 million in the last 12 months, or if you want to start a seven-figure online community or business, whatever it is, or maybe you're a realtor, like it's going to help you crush sales, and it's free to freaking post.
Yeah.
And so it's 2024. I think the takeaway is, if you're not building your personal brand, you know that you should be. We just debunked the top two reasons why people don't do it or they're afraid to do it. But the time is now for the listeners out there that are interested in taking their content game to the next level, and they want to learn what's worked well and what hasn't worked well. We are rolling out a brand new opportunity. It's going to start the first week of June. It's called the Seven Figure Creator. And I'm going to be working with just a select handful of people, teaching all the things that's worked well for me, all the things that haven't worked well for me, and how we've been able to scale the brand and monetize it in just a 24-month span. And so if you want to work with us and get on a call and see if it might be a fit for you, and do a little strategy session with us, you can go to thesevenfigurecreator.com to book a free call with our team. Again, it's thesevenfigurecreator.com, and it's the number 7, not spelled out, to book a free call with our team. And yeah, we'd love to talk with you and see if it might be a fit to work together. I know it's definitely changed my life, and I want to help some others get there as well, especially the folks that are serious about it.
Yeah, I think sometimes people just don't know where to start, or they start, but then they kind of reach a plateau, or they like reach this spot that they can't get past. And so I think this will be very helpful. Just, you know, share your experience or how far you've come in just about 2 years or less. It's really for those people like trying to like take it to the next level. Sometimes it's hard to know where to, where to focus your energy. So I think it'll be awesome to see.
And one thing that was interesting, I sat down with Parker and we went back and combed through the last two years of content and saw what worked well and what didn't work well. And to my surprise, the stuff that was less produced actually did better in terms of reach and like number of shares and engagement than the stuff that was like highly produced. And so I think the takeaway for the listeners out there is like, you don't have to have all this fancy equipment and editing to go put yourself out there and grow. Like all you need is literally an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
You have an iPhone, that's all you need.
Yeah.
And you can literally grow really quickly.
Yeah. I think sometimes the less produced, like the more people will, you know, relate to you, or like you're more relatable. So people kind of feel like they can trust you a little bit more, or it's easy for them to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, we brought this out because a lot of people were DMing me. A lot of people were reaching out and asking, hey, I know you have a boutique hotel investing community, but do you have anything that's specifically for building a brand for people that don't want to invest in hotels, but like how to build your brand, how to monetize it and all that sort of thing? And I was like, I don't. And then I realized, you know what? Why don't we help a few folks, you know? So it's going to be a super small thing, small scale. We're going to work with a select few number of people, but the demand has been crazy so far. It's just been word of mouth, but we're in pre-launch right now. We got a special offer for the listeners. Anyone that's interested, go to thesevenfigurecreator.com to book a free call. And I think this concludes this episode of the Saturday edition. She's Alex Johnson. I'm Rich Summers. Hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.